And now we turn to the Piano Concerto No. 1 in C Major, Opus 15 by Beethoven. Christoph Eschenbach will be the soloist. Beethoven sketched this concerto in Vienna in 1795 and 96 and completed it in 1798. The first performance appears to have been given in Prague sometime in the latter year. The Bohemian pianist Tomaszek, who was present, refers in his autobiography to the 28-year-old Beethoven as that giant among players, and found his improvisation on a given theme magnificent, daring, and soul-stirring. If the style of the first concerto is not yet 100% Beethoven's own, it demonstrates once again with surpassing clarity the characteristic quality of early works by virtually all major composers in history. That blend of influence with originality, of tradition with freedom, of the old and the new, and the sense of belonging with the courage to be oneself. The five concertos of Beethoven have been recorded by the Cleveland Orchestra with Emil Gallels, under the direction of George Sell, in an Angel album. Number one is also available on a single Angel disc. An older complete recording of the five concertos, originally released on Epic, has been reissued on the Columbia label with Leon Fleischer as the soloist and Mr. Sell conducting. Our soloist, Christoph Eschenbach, was born in Breslau, Germany. He first studied piano with his mother and subsequently in Hamburg with Eliza Hansen, whom he regards as the principal mentor of his artistic development. Here is Christoph Eschenbach, followed by Lauren Mazel, for the Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 1 in C Major, Opus 15.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven, Piano Concerto No. 1 in C Major, Opus 15, as performed by Christoph Eschenbach with the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Lauren Marzell. Here is Mr. Eschenbach for the solo bow. He began his active career with extensive tours in 1963 and in 1965, won first prize in the Concours Clara Haskell in Lucerne. He has since made recordings with Herbert von Karajan, Hans Werner Henze, Seiji Ozawa, and Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. He has recorded the complete sonatas of Mozart. He first performed with an American orchestra when he was one of the soloists participating in the Cleveland Orchestra European Festival Tour in 1967. He joined guest conductor and pianist Herbert von Karajan and Jörg Demus in Salzburg and Lucerne to perform the Mozart Concerto for Three Pianos, K-242. He made his United States debut in the Mozart Piano Concerto No. 19, here in Severance Hall in January of 1969. George Sell was conducting. Christoph Eschenbach and Lauren Marzell are both back on stage. The conductor and soloist are shaking hands, and Mr. Marzell asks the orchestra to stand. That performance of the Beethoven First Piano Concerto brings us to the intermission of this Severance Hall concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. Our intermission is drawing to a close here at Severance Hall, and shortly Lauren Marzell will be returning to the podium to conduct the Symphony No. 3 by Roy Harris and Bolero by Maurice Ravel. Roy Harris's Third Symphony was composed during the fall of 1938 and first performed on February 24, 1939, by the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Serge Koussevitzky. Whether Harris concerns himself with literally American subjects, as in his Folk Song Symphony, No. 4 of 1939, Railroad Man's Ballad of 1938, various settings of Whitman and so forth, or writes purely abstract music, as in his later symphonies, and in his voluminous chamber music, there is ever present a striking American diversity. The Third Symphony has been widely considered a kind of summation of this spirit. Whether or not Koussevitzky was correct in his estimate that it is the first truly great orchestral work to be produced in America, there is no question that the symphony has firmly kept its place in the repertoire and continues to be heard regularly in this country and abroad. Its influence on later composers, for instance William Schumann, has been powerful. Perhaps it is best heard as music which represents and illumines for us many aspects of the American national spirit without becoming in any way chauvinistic or flag-waving. Here's Lauren Marzell to conduct the Symphony No. 3 by Roy Harris.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've heard the Symphony No. 3 in one movement by Roy Harris, as performed by the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Laurent Marzel. Mr. Marzel is returning to the podium. The orchestra is standing. And now we turn to Bolero by Maurice Ravel. Ravel wrote Bolero as a ballet for Ida Rubinstein in the summer of 1928 in Paris. It was first performed at the Opera on November 20th of the same year by Madame Rubinstein and her company. Walter Sturam conducted. The first performance in America was given on November 14th, 1929, by the New York Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Arturo Toscanini. It was introduced to the Cleveland Orchestra on October 16th, 1930, by the orchestra's first conductor, Nikolai Sokolov. Daniel Majewski has stepped to the front of the orchestra, and now the orchestra is tuning. And in just a moment, Laurent Marzel will be returning to the podium here at Severance Hall to conclude this concert with Bolero by Maurice Ravel. And here once again is Mr. Marzel.
Thank you.
Lauren Mazel has conducted the Cleveland Orchestra in Bolero by Maurice Ravel. Mazel is returning to the podium. He stops and asks Maurice Sharp, and other members of the orchestra who had solo parts during Mazel, to stand. Now the rest of the orchestra. And so with the playing of Bolero by Maurice Ravel, we've come to the conclusion of this concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. Earlier, we heard Piano Concerto No. 1 in C Major, Opus 15 by Beethoven, and the Symphony No. 3 in One Movement by Roy Harris. The soloist in the Beethoven Concerto was Christoph Eschenbach, and the conductor was Lauren Mazel.